Joining us now in studio, as he does every other week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly. Ken, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russ. Good morning, Pat. How are you guys doing?
Morning, Ken. Ken, it is 55 degrees out there, you know. He's got shorts and flip-flops on. I'm freezing.
One of the great things about living in Florida, you can wear shorts every day of the year when you're not in the office.
All right, I guess so.
Hey, before we get started, guys, you guys are doing a fabulous job. I can't thank you enough. The Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic is really a fantastic show. We're getting great feedback, and you guys are just fabulous. I really appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. We appreciate the Honda Classic's efforts to underwrite this program this year and make it a 52-week platform. So we're excited to be on from January to December.
Well, it's what it's all about, is keeping the word out there, making sure this community has a 52-week platform to talk about the current events in golf, which we have a lot of this week.
There are, exactly. Great segue, because before we get to some news regarding the Honda, and there is a lot of news regarding the Honda this week, we just had Jeff Babineau on in the last segment, of course. He is the newly appointed editor of Golf Week magazine, as Dave Senior was fired last week for the decision to put a noose on the cover of the January 19th issue of Golf Week. It seems that Pat and I did not expect this, I did not anticipate this, have differing views and opinions on the cover. What's your opinion of the whole situation with Golf Week?
Well, I love the banter between the two of you, first of all. I think it's a lot of fun. But, you know, Jeff Babineau is a good friend of mine. I've known him a long time. He's going to make a wonderful editor. David Senior, who's leaving, is also a good friend of mine. And he was good for the magazine. I think it's unfortunate. I think they made some mistakes, no doubt about it. This issue is 2 weeks old now. I think we should just put it to bed. I think by putting it on the cover, you know, unfortunately, it just got it going again.
How do you think, though, Ken, it's going to affect Kelly Tilman? I mean, I actually think this puts more pressure on her to resign in a weird way. And this has really nothing to do – it does in a way, but putting the cover on doesn't have anything to do with, per se, her. But I actually think this might put more pressure on the Golf Channel to have her resign.
Well, I don't disagree with you. We were talking about it last night, Pat. And, you know, she's going to come back on. Obviously, she's going to have to be very careful. We'll just have to see how she's received, frankly. I don't disagree with you, but we'll have to see how she's received by the public.
The Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly joining us here in studio. It is the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. To issues that are a little more, not mundane, I would say, but a little more easygoing. Some commitments for the 08 Honda Classic that came down this week can include another U.S. Open champion. We've already got Ernie Els and Retief Goosen in the field, and now we've got
Angel
the duck.
Cabrera.
Angel
the
Cabrera, duck. The reigning U.S. Open champion. I am excited about this. He is one of the most fun players to watch because he's mercurial. He's hot and cold, and when he gets hot, look out, because he's a guy that can put up birdies left and right.
He's fantastic. I think what we're seeing with Ernie and Retief and Angel now, and obviously Justin Leonard, and you know Robert Allenby is a new commitment as well, as we saw. You know, we have a championship venue out there. Johnny Miller said it last year, guys. This is you could have a U.S. Open here right now. And that's 5-under par played off. We've got a championship-caliber golf course, and the best players in the world want to play the best golf courses, and I think we're heading that direction.
Ken, I don't even know what your business plan was with this when you took it over last year, but I would assume you had probably a 3 or 5 year plan to eventually attract Tiger, Phil Mickelson, those types of guys to make this really a truly premier, probably the premier event in Florida, at some point with the venue and everything that you've done to build up this brand. Is it happening actually faster than you planned it to with the names that Russ mentioned? I know you're probably not going to get Tiger this year, but you might be closer to getting him than you thought you were. Are there other names out there that, even if you don't want to name them, are there names out there that you have a feel for that might actually commit to this thing this year?
Well, you know, we did have a 3 year plan, and year one, as you know, is to be the most improved event on the tour, and we got that honor from the PGA Tour, which was great. The players will tell you the golf course is number one, and we have a fantastic track there, Pat. We're extremely thrilled with the commitments this year, the early commitments. These guys don't commit until a week before.
Right.
So for the big names to get out there and commit early, Ernie, for him to commit this early is fantastic. This is going to be the start of his, U.S. PGA Tour schedule for the 2008 season. So, you know, it might be a little bit ahead of a schedule for us, but we're extremely thrilled. I'll be out on tour in a couple weeks, and I'll talk to Phil, and I'll see Tiger. And you're probably right. We're not sure what Tiger doing all way, but he'll be a resident here, hopefully, in 09. And he does support the events in his backyard. I feel pretty good about that. And, you know, there's Phil and Sergio and, you know, several other players that we're hoping to attract. And I think as players continue to see the condition of PGA National, the the fun, the festiveness of what Palm Beach County, the best of everything, offers these families and players when they come into town, I think you're going to just continue to see it improve.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760, joined in studio by Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly. And Ken, you and I were part of a 200-person party on Friday night at the Stalupis. John and Jeanette Stalupi were kind enough to welcome in the public, over 200 of us, for a charity benefit at his car museum. It was a great time. I had a blast. I'm a big car buff, so I was definitely in my element. But give us an idea. Give the listeners an idea for what we took part in on Friday night.
It was a great event. Thanks, Russ. And Pat, I'm sorry you missed it. It was magnificent. Mr. and Mrs. Stalupi have a private 100,000-square-foot private car museum right there in North Palm Beach, and very generously they opened it up to us, and they let us bring our great team in, and our board of directors and ambassadors and supporters, and it was a fundraiser, no doubt about it. It's all part of our 52-week plan with the Honda Classic. We're trying to get the name out there as much as possible. It was a great event. Mike Schmidt was there. We had several other. Matthias Groenberg on the PGA Tour was there. It's just neat.
Palm Beach Gardens Mayor Joe Russo.
Mayor Joe Russo, another great board director. Thank you for that. It just, again, in this community, we're trying to do things different. We can all go to the black tie charity balls, which are wonderful and they raise a lot of money, but the Honda Classic's about doing things different out there.
Ken, it seems like you almost have an event a week now leading up to the Honda. What have you got planned for the next few weeks prior to the Honda?
Well, we are pretty busy, and as you know, in December we had the Honda Classic Junior Championship. We had this event. Our next big event is going to be the kickoff event, which will be at the Gardens Mall in the new Grand Hall. We've got a Beatles-type band playing there. We'll talk more about that as we get closer. And then, of course, during the week-long, we've confirmed our entire concert series now. We start off with country on Thursday night. We're trying to appeal to every different group. As Russ mentioned earlier, we have the High School Musical coming in on Saturday.
Oh, my kids will love that.
I know. It gives the adults an opportunity to be on the Heineken Terrace.
I've been telling you, Pat, I mean, this is a godsend for you because you've got four kids, and you can get them all in every day of the tournament for free. I mean, you've got them, you know, taken care of for an entire week.
I know.
Free of charge.
Hey, believe me, I'm taking advantage of it. Ken will regret that he's allowing kids under 14 when he has my crew in there, but nonetheless, I'm bringing them for this year anyway.
Well, we can only hope that some of the events that follow leading up to the Honda, of course, February 25th through March 2nd, go as swimmingly as they did Friday night. It was a fabulous affair. We raised a ton of money for charity. We also made Jose Lambier's page 2 column, and when you're doing that, you know that you're doing something right, because he talks about high society, and he had the Stalupi event in his page 2 column today, and he had some great stats that I wasn't aware of. But John Stalupi has over 100 cars in his private collection there at the Cars of Dreams, and he also has a replica Small Town USA that costs $5 million to build, and the upkeep for this museum is $2 million a year, and he's got mostly convertibles spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and his most prized car of the entire collection is an all-aluminum 1966 Shelby Cobra. How about that?
It's unbelievable. Pat, we got to get you in there to see it. It's just magical. Absolutely magical.
I mean, I regret not going now, but I mean, I had business I had to do with the Kennel Club. That thing always gets in the way of my fun at job.
Well, he is the Honda Classic Executive Director, Ken Kennerly, kind enough to join us in studio every other week, of course. Tournament Director Ed McEnroe joined us last week, and he'll again be joining us next week right here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Ken, thanks as always. Any other closing comments that you want to have for us today?
It's getting exciting out there, guys. We want everyone to come out, enjoy themselves. We're really family friendly, as you know. We've got some great new things going on, and as Russ said earlier in the show, the Bear Trap is selling out fast. It's a very high end ticket right there on 16 green, 17 tee. It's twice its size this year, and that's going to be where the action is. We're really trying to build up that enthusiasm, like Phoenix 16, TPC 17, Warwick Hills 17. So it's fun.